Welcome to not only the greatest show ever made, but the greatest season finale to ever occur. That's right. It's the D College Podcast season finale, which we didn't say that we had seasons before. And I think James is just learning this now, but it is the season finale where, we wrap everything up from the first season.
Wow. That's all I have to say about that.
I am one of your six hosts, Bradley.
And I'm one of your nine hosts, James.
And today, I mean, you might see it in the title. Well, actually, before we start the actual episode, I want to explain why this is season one still. And because the way I'm doing seasons, or we're going to do a season, is that each year is a new season. So you're like, hey, Bradley, it's 2021 and this is still season one. Well, we recorded this in 2020, so it counts as 2020. There. You don't make the rules. Me and James do.
Yeah, so eat it. Eat some
Yeah.
roasted potatoes.
Is that what you were eating? Roasted
Yep.
potatoes? Were they
Yep.
good? What kind?
Oh, it was so good. It was cheesy mashed potatoes.
Oh. You can put cheese on that. Oh, yeah, you can. I was thinking like full potatoes, kind of like a big. I think you can put. I don't know much about potatoes. I know that they make French fries, and I know that I like the mini ones that are cut in half. Those are good.
Those are yummy.
So today on our season finale, we are going to be discussing our show so far again, which we kind of did last time. Wrapping up some loose stuff and talking about Soul. But before, we are going to discuss some loose ends on the show because, new season means new inside jokes for when people start off like with a topic that they like, and then they're like, I really want to listen to this episode about the worst Disney songs, and then we immediately say a joke about Jason Aldean. So I think it's time to wrap up all our jokes. Are you ready to go through all of them?
Let's do it.
So Jason Aldean, he's done. We don't like him anymore.
Yeah, we hate that guy.
Yeah, we fired him. He wasn't getting paid by us, but
He was doing community service for us.
yeah, 303, we still love you. We're no longer the 303 podcast, but
Yeah, they're killing it right now.
As for if you follow our Instagram page, you may consistently see that someone named Sean Downey is banned from our show. As of today, I have pardoned him. He is no longer banned. He is allowed to w listen to our show again.
For
See?
now.
For now, yeah. Until he does something. He did say in a message to me that he's happy that he has been pardoned. Because he was planning on starting his own Disney College podcast and just copying ours. And I said I would be down with that if he copied ours word for word. So that offer is still there, Sean. If you do that, I might let you on the show. What other jokes have we had? Joe is not in the, oh no, Joe is in the Navy. I was going to say he's not in the Navy. He's not, he doesn't, I don't think he knows government secrets, but you never know.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to have him on again for a government secrets part two, the actual secrets of the Navy.
Yeah, maybe we'll finally get them out of him this time.
Yeah,
We'll
oh yeah.
tie him down and be like, "Hey, please tell us what other jokes." The joke that we had where we kept calling our podcast a different name, that's no longer here. That's gone. That we threw that one out.
I don't even remember that one, so.
Like when we'd be like, "Oh, it's the Diarrhea College Podcast." That joke's gone.
Oh yeah.
The toga tips joke is gone, where I used to always mispronounce it, but that ended a little while ago. So
I
maybe
mean,
that.
to be honest, I was thinking of changing my name in 2021, rebranding to Yogurt Tips. I put Greek yogurt on steak tips.
I don't know how I feel about that. Is that a common thing?
I'm sure someone does it. I'm sure some country does it. It's like a delicacy somewhere.
I find that gross, and I apologize if we offended anyone. All right, so moving on to the next retiring joke. Do we retire all the poop jokes? Are we done with those? Should we put our foot down and be like, we're actually going to give you Disney news?
I don't know. What do you think?
I say no. I say we veto that one. I think it's the only thing we have going for us.
I mean, we could say we're getting rid of it, and then like 2 weeks later, it's like, ha-ha, surprise, we're back.
Just like how last week we said we were going to end our show.
Which totally happened, though. We totally,
it totally did. I mean, there was a huge fight at the end of the last episode. You got to go back and really, really listen. Huge fight. And then we somehow settled it, and I changed the name from series finale to whatever the episode name was. Something about the Mandalorian hating us or something. I don't remember what it was. I just read it, the shows, and I just titled them, but I don't remember what they are.
Is Kyle Bushwacken going to make an appearance in 2021? Or is he forever 2020?
I feel like he's forever 2020. I mean, he's a joke, right? He's a joke of a person. So it only makes sense for him to stay back with all their jokes.
Well, it's been real, Kyle Bushwacken. And by real, I mean it was not.
I feel pretty real.
Oh, no.
Did you hear that? Who is that?
Oh, I don't know. I hope it's not Kyle Bushwacken.
It is. It is me, Kyle Bushwacken. And I just wanted to come on and apologize for being so negative in that last episode and hope that you will allow me to come into future episodes or something like that.
You know what? I think we'll consider it. Maybe we'll have him on some point in 2021.
Yeah, we'll see. So, Kyle, what did you think of the motion picture Soul on Disney Plus?
Oh, I really disliked it.
I don't think he's gonna earn his way back onto our show. I think we're retiring him here. I think he's done.
This is the end of Kyle Bushwacken as we know it.
It's all right. Universal's better anyways.
Kyle, I mean, they have Velociraptors, so
they also have a massive line. Did you see the massive line there today?
I didn't.
Yeah, it was. It looked like a normal crowded day.
Yeah, I've heard that about Disney too. Like some of their lines are going back up as they're opening it up to more people.
Well, this wasn't even in the park. Like the park was at capacity. This was in the line to get into City Walk.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, moving on. There was a movie that came out last week as Kyle so nicely answered his thoughts about. Came out on Christmas Day. It was called Soul. James, what did you think of Soul?
Well, you know, I feel like Soul had a lot of soul to it, you know?
Oh, you stole my joke.
I'm sorry. Oops.
Do you think they called it Soul because it had a lot of soul?
Probably. I could see investors in that room and everyone's like shaking hands, being like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, we're going to make millions off of that slogan. Yeah.
I don't even know what the slogan was for the movie. It was like, this summer, you're going to feel it in your soul. Yeah, so what did you think of it?
I liked it a lot. I thought it had a lot of passion to it. Like, that's the one word I would use to describe it, is it was very passionate.
Yeah, I agree. It's very different in a good way. It's very different. Like, it makes you feel stuff like most Pixar movies do, but it wasn't like the sad, like tragic ending. The whole movie was just kind of like a really feel good type movie.
Like, yeah, it definitely was.
Like, you don't really feel like, you feel happy at the end, unlike Toy Story 3, where they're all going towards like an incinerator.
So I thought one of the cool things they did with like to start off the movie, they showed the castle as they do in all Disney movies. But instead of having like, you know, a full like constructed orchestra, it was like a middle school like ragtag band, I guess. And it was really it kind of reminded me a lot of when we were at Galvin, when I was in the band over there. It was kind of bad.
Yeah, it was terrible. I would walk by. I mean, not saying you guys were terrible, because I mean, you guys were just learning, obviously, but like during the same time every day, you'd walk by this thing and just hear basically what you hear in the movie, and the conductor guy, like whatever his name was, just kind of yelling and being like, no, 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 no.
Oh, yeah, I remember him. But yeah, then that went right into the first scene where they're actually in the middle school band class, and I was like, oh, that was a nice touch to it.
Yeah, you know my biggest thought on that opening thing? That would make a great theme song for our show.
A middle school band playing the Disney intro?
Yeah, but poorly.
We could add some distortion to it.
Yeah, and some just screaming. Can it be like that song I sent you earlier? Did you listen to the Eskimo Cowboy song?
I didn't listen to it.
Oh, you have to. It sounds like Attack Attack if Attack Attack wasn't trying to be on the radio. It sounds like OG Attack Attack if they were making music now. And the music video is like set in like the 50s or something like that. It's weird. You have to watch it after this and you have to report back next week.
Okay, I will do that. First episode of 2021, we're going to listen to you said Eskimo Driver?
Eskimo Cowboy.
Eskimo Cowboy.
So I will warn people, we probably will say some spoilers about Soul, because at the point of this episode coming out, it will have been out for about a little over a week. If you see the name in the title that says Soul, you got to expect spoilers.
You've been warned. This is it.
So the one thing I will say about the movie is because when he got sucked into the death world, I don't really remember what it was called, that's all they really showed in the commercials. So I was watching it and I'm like, how are they going to spit this into a 2-hour movie? There's got to be something that happens. And when they get sent back to Earth and he becomes a cat was not something I was expecting.
Yeah, I was expecting, you know, like half the movie to take place in the human world and then half the movie to take place in the spirit world, but they were just jumping back and forth doing lots of weird stuff.
Yeah, and I liked that because at the first I was like, how long are they going to take to kill him? Like, not in a bad way, like just because I was wondering if they were going to stretch the story out with him living on Earth and stuff like that initially, and they didn't. And if you hadn't seen the commercial, him falling down the whatever he fell down, the sewer thing, that would have seemed out of nowhere, I think.
He only lived for 9 minutes at the beginning of the movie.
He did, you counted?
Yeah.
did you like set a timer?
No, I mean, it's not exact. I think it was like 9 minutes, 28 seconds, something like that. But I noticed the title on the screen and I was like, oh, that's when it happened. It was around 9 minutes.
Oh, the title came up?
Yeah.
I forgot the title came up because I thought it was jarring. Not jarring. I thought it was jarring at first because I'm like, if people don't know what this movie is going to be about, like, he just kind of woke up in this weird, like, they all look like green penguins type of world. This isn't a criticism of the movie, but those like weird like flat things, like the guy, the counting guy, yeah, the Jerry's, they were whenever they went into the normal world, it was so weird looking. Like, it was really nicely animated, it was just so weird looking.
Oh yeah, I totally agree with that.
Yeah, so do you have any final thoughts about the Disney movie Soul?
Poor Soul Cat, because you know when he fell into the cat's body, the cat died and was heading up towards the great beyond.
Straight into the big litter box.
I felt so bad for that cat. I was like, no.
Well, the good news for you is that did you see the cat survived and comes running up to its owner at the end?
I did. I was very happy about that. And that also creates some like mixed ideas because, you know, it was almost at like that point. Like, did the treadmill stop or something like that? Like when Jerry went up into the real world, like did that stop things from happening?
I don't think so, because you got to remember this all took place in like a day. But when he was dead, it took place like more than a day. I don't know. Time probably just doesn't exist. Time doesn't exist in general. That's a whole concept. We made time.
Also, yeah, they made a cougar reference in the later half of the film when the other 22 ends up in his body, and he he kisses the woman that worked at his mom's shop on the mouth.
Yeah, I remember that one. Did you know that the guy from Nine Inch Nails did the soundtrack?
Did he really? Trent Reznor.
Yeah, he did. I don't even know any Nine Inch Nails songs. Do you know any?
Oh, I know a bunch. There's Perfect Drug. There's the Hand That Feeds. Gosh, what else is there? There's Closer.
Okay, I do know Closer because Asking Alexandria covered that.
I knew that was going to be how you knew that song.
But
punk goes 90s.
I don't know any of their other songs. I don't think I want to either. I mean, the music was very nice in this movie, but how does, from what I've heard, they're very like a weird band. And I just don't understand how he went from like yelling to like, I'm going to make this a Pixar movie.
Yeah, he's Nine Inch Nails is a really weird band. And I've heard Trent Reznor is a pretty weird guy himself, but you know, like since. I don't know how long he's been doing this stuff for, but he's made some really great stuff.
Yeah, there's a couple of movies that he's done. I forget the big ones besides like Soul.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to double check on this, but I'm pretty sure he did the soundtrack to the Social Experiment, the Mark Zuckerberg film.
Oh, Social Network?
Yeah.
I think he did too. Social Network, Downward Spiral, Gone Girl. Of course, so they list under his albums, they list Social Network, Downward Spiral, Pretty Hate Machine. Isn't that one of their albums?
Yeah, that was, I think, 1986, maybe?
I didn't know they were around that long. It also says, for some reason, maybe this is going to, but under Pretty Hate Machine, for some reason, it lists Halo 1, Halo 2, and Halo 3. Is that like a song of theirs?
I don't know. That's kind of interesting. I mean, there's probably a song that's from that album on those soundtracks.
Because it says Halo numbers chronologically. Is that like a... Oh.
Unless he did those soundtracks.
Apparently every Nine Inch Nails album, on the spine, it says Halo and then a number. So the last album that came out this year was Halo 34.
Oh my God. That's a lot of Halos.
Yeah. I wonder if the Soul soundtrack is Halo, like 68.
Only one way to find out.
Well, here's the thing. I think it's because I don't think... I think it's only Nine Inch Nails stuff.
Oh.
Because apparently he put out an album called How to Destroy Angels.
Maybe that's where all the Halos came from.
Maybe. I mean, this one came out in 2013. So I don't know.
He's been destroying angels his whole life. And it was like, you know what? I'm going to make an album on how you do it. How you get those Halos.
Yeah. Did you know that one of the members of, I believe it's one of the members, one of the members of Nine Inch Nails is the drummer, I believe, for Angels and Airwaves?
No way.
Yeah, he's like the live drummer.
Oh, dang. That's wild.
So, you know, back to Soul so that we don't continue talking about Nine Inch Nails for some reason. A band that neither of us really seem to know anything about, so we're just kind of talking about it randomly. Would you recommend the movie Soul?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's a great movie, and I highly recommend you check it out if you want to have some good vibes and feel good.
Yeah, I do too. For the exact reason, pretty much, which, I mean, doesn't really sound super glowing like review, but it was a really good Christmas movie. I watched it on Christmas. Like, it just has that happy vibe. I don't know how it really would have worked out if it came out in the summer when it was supposed to. I think it was a perfect release time to release it around Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you heard it here first. We are ending this season giving our first D-College podcast thumbs up review. What should we call our, like, approval? Should we give it, like, one big D?
One big D, two little Ds, a bunch of mini Ds.
Yeah, so I think for this one, we give it one big D, and then if a movie's bad, we give it two Ds down.
I like the sound of that.
We're going to forget all about this whenever, like, the next Disney movie comes out that we want to talk about. Like, what even is coming out that we could talk about next year? I know, like, Raya and the Dragon is coming out, but you have to Raya, pay for that one.
Raya and the Last Dragon.
I don't really want to pay for it, so I might not pay for it. And I might just wait till it's free.
Cruella's coming out at some point in 2021.
That will be in theaters, though, right?
Not sure. It doesn't say. Okay, we got Luca.
Never heard of that.
It's about a... It's from Pixar. Is it from Pixar?
I don't know.
Yeah, it is from Pixar. It's about a boy named Luca as he experiences an unforgettable summer in a seaside town on the Italian Riviera. We got The Jungle Cruise coming out in July featuring The Rock.
Oh, so by the time it hits July, we're in no way going to remember our grading system. There's no way. So let me see. I have it in order right here. So first one coming up is Raya and the Dragon, which we probably won't review because I don't want to pay 20 or 30 bucks for it. Oh, April 9th, we have the Bob's Burgers movie. Can we count that? Is that a Disney movie?
I mean, it's on Fox, so.
Sweet. Black Widow, maybe. I don't want to go to a theater unless, you know. Yeah, then Cruella's in May, and Luca, and Shang-Chi, and Jungle Cruise, and there's a Beatles movie coming somehow. Yeah, okay. So there's a bunch of movies. So next year, you got a lot to look forward to. Maybe we'll be a bit more professional. Maybe we won't. Could get worse.
There's only one way to find out. You just got to keep listening.
Hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. I don't care if it's a bad review. You can leave us a 1-star review.
Oh, speaking of bad reviews, did you see my latest comment on my last YouTube video?
No. What's the title of it?
It was the Zarude, how to redeem Zarude on the Nintendo Switch plus the giveaway. You got to read the, you're going to love it.
This, for everyone who wants to know, the comment says, this guy never blinks. Oh, I'll read it correctly. This guy's never blinks. I'm no longer watching his videos. Scares the shit out of me. And then yeah. the person under said, eyes on the prize. Do you have any official comment or response that you would like to say to him, as he will as she will probably never listen to this show?
I mean, I will say, like, that's the magic of editing, but, like, it was a pretty I got a good chuckle out of it. It was funny. It was a good Christmas gift. Thank you.
Do you not blink?
Well, the funny thing is, like, when I'm recording, like, I'm trying to focus on, like, so I'm trying to be, like, I'm trying to not, like, there's a bunch of things I'm trying to focus on. And I guess all that focus on, like, you know, like, my acting or, like, trying to focus in an area, make sure everything looks good. And I guess blinking just kind of leaves, you know?
Yeah. Do you blink while you're recording this show?
Oh, yeah. All the time. I probably blinked about 60 times already.
So, well, while we're on the topic, do you want to tell them all about your YouTube channel?
Sure. So I have a YouTube channel where I talk about lots of things Pokemon Go and Pokemon Sword and Shield. It's called Toga Tips. You can find me on YouTube and on Instagram and Twitter. So if that sounds pretty cool to you, you want to see what it's about, come check me out. Subscribe to the channel, you know? We have some really cool stuff coming up.
Or if you just want to see a man who never blinks, that's another good reason to like and subscribe.
You know, maybe I should have a maybe I should have a compilation where I put all my videos together, and every time I blink, like I'll just put like a check mark or something down next to it.
Yeah, it's like a counting thing, and you're just like, "This is for you." Let me pronounce this name. I'm gonna call him out right now. What does that say? Carol drop? Carol up too?
I think so.
Well, if you listen to the show, I hope you don't listen to the show. Actually, you know what? I hope you do listen to the show. Because, you know, we get money. So, obviously, anybody can listen. Doesn't mean that we have to like them, though.
Like Kyle Buschwacken.
Yeah, no one likes Kyle Buschwacken. Before we had started recording, unless it was earlier in the show, you had mentioned that you wanted to talk about a new song.
Oh, yeah. So, for any of y'all that know about Allie and AJ, they just reissued their song, the potential breakup song, but it's explicit now.
Yeah, I listened to it today. What did you think of it, James?
I thought it was pretty neat. It's been years since I listened to that song.
It's probably the 10-year thing. Like, you know how, like, Taylor Swift's going to do it. All Time Low did it with Nothing Personal. Once it's over 10 years, they can re-record it so that the record label doesn't get the money anymore. And there's a version out there that they have recorded. So that will probably get more plays than the other one now. But I will say, I thought it was okay. I'm so used to the other version that the production seemed very weird. Like, it didn't seem as poppy, which was probably the intention. But I don't know. I think if I'm ever going to listen to that song, which is not often, I'll just listen to the old one.
Also, I thought it was funny. I was seeing some people on Facebook posting memes about it. And one of it was like 2008 potential breakup song, 2020 potential divorce song.
That would be pretty good if they did that. You should write that song, James.
The potential breakup song by Togetips featuring D College Pod.
It will just be us badly singing the song over the a beat that we make by beatboxing.
And then Kyle Buschwacken can have a solo in it.
No, he's banned again. He's no longer allowed. You know why he's banned? He's too much work to edit.
Oh.
Which, not really. I just have to hit a certain button. Which, that's not saying that Kyle is someone, is either of us, but if he was, that's why he can never really be banned, if you think about it.
Also, what about, going back to our jokes that are retiring in 2020, what about Goofy being the scariest Disney character? Is that going to end in 2021?
That's not a joke, that's the truth. I mean, that's one of the many things that we talk about that cannot end, just like your bathroom problems, because that's not a joke either. People might think that we're joking about them, but they're very serious issues.
Yes, I am in constant pain because of it. Please help me.
Yeah, I mean, so Spotify sent something on Twitter that said, send us your New Year's resolution and we'll share a podcast that helps you achieve it. So I posted, I am looking for a podcast that talks about Disney and James's bowel issues. And they sent me Soul Stories, a Disney podcast based on the movie Soul.
Well, I'll be damned.
So, yeah, they had our podcast right in front of them that they could have picked. But, you know, all right, well, we will see you next season, everyone. So make sure you subscribe to the thing, and you know, so that you get forced episodes in your feed. And make sure you go subscribe to Togetips and make sure you tell him about how much he does not blink. That joke's not staying in 2020. That joke is coming with us.
That's going to be our 2021 joke.
The whole year.
Oh, also, this is kind of a like a mini contest, kind of bet kind of thing going on. So me and my brother are challenging each other to see who can get the most shiny Pokemon during the holiday event. And the loser on the 1st of January is going to have to jump in our pool. So after you listen to this, go check that out and see which one of us has to go jump in a really freezing pool.
I will I'm about to ruin this prize. James lives in a warmer area, so the water is not going to be frozen. The stakes are still high, obviously, but James lives in near Florida and not near Massachusetts, where it just snowed like 2 feet.
Yeah.
Any final words, James?
Well, it's been a fun year. You know, we've been doing this for 6 months, and it's been a lot of fun. And I look forward to see how we're going for, you know, 2021.
Yeah, so you better all listen to season two.
It's going to be lit.
Oh, what did Nick say that he hated that you said on the last one? Say it again for him.
Oh, yeah. I ripped 2020. 2021 is not going to be lit. That's the last time I'm going to be saying that on this podcast.
Lit-tastic.
Rip lit.
For more information on the D College Podcast, Sleepy Time, or Togi Tips, visit us online at instagram.com/DCollegePod. And now a word from Anchor.
One second.